A tough foreign mussel is taking territory away from another foreign critter in the waters of Lake Michigan. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. The Great Lakes are infested with all kinds of plants and animals that came from other parts of the world, and the zebra mussel is one of the most notorious. But the zebra mussel is being overtaken by another creature known as the quagga mussel. A recent study found huge numbers of them in Lake Michigan, and they're living in places where the zebra mussel could not survive. Tom Nalepa is a biologist with the Great Lakes Environmental Research Laboratory in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Nalepa says the zebra mussel and the quagga mussel both were discovered in the Great Lakes in the late 1980s. The zebra mussel spread more quickly, but the quagga mussel appears to be more hardy. For one thing, it can live in deeper and colder water. Nalepa led a survey of Lake Michigan last year, and he says quagga mussels were all over the bottom.
And it was pretty astounding in terms of how the population has increased in just a 3 or 4 year period of time.
Nalepa says the quagga mussels appear to be hurting some native crustaceans. One deep water species is disappearing, and fish that depend on them for food are losing weight. Nalepa says quagga mussels have also spread into shallow water, and they're taking over territory that's now occupied by zebra mussels.
Just to give you an idea, many locations in 2002, we basically had probably 95% zebra mussels and only 5% quagga mussels just this past July. It's completely reversed. It's 99% quagga mussels and only 1% zebra mussels at the sites that we sampled. So it's quite a difference. Complete flip-flop.
Nalepa says the changes in Lake Michigan have also occurred in some of the other Great Lakes where quagga mussels have taken up residence. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.